bunch of nothing right now, yeah.
So it's repaired as well.
Well, I mean, it's repaired, I just didn't know if it's a new repair project or if it could be another patch.
And you can always ask for the renew and do it if you want.
Is Chris coming?
I haven't seen her yet, but usually check.
Time she slides a few minutes late.
Well, Nate, we gonna take turns on motions and seconds today?
Yes.
Elaine, Bonnie, you might know if there's a link.
Oh, yeah, Jane has it.
Well, I think it's already, let's see.
Oh, is it on the?
Can I?
She can email that, let's check.
Okay, what are you doing here? Is this our go meeting?
Uh-huh.
Is this the one that you choose for development? I will send, let me see if I can send that link. Okay.
Nicole, was Carly pretty excited last night?
She really was. She had a blast. It'll be a fun week for her, I think.
Yeah, should be. Before she heads off to Kansas.
Yeah, true.
Be a nice cool 97 Thursday, I think.
We're supposed to have like 3 days this week in the mid nineties.
Yeah, at least it'll be humid too.
Might as well curl that in.
Yeah.
Summer savings on RVs, especially fair week, so.
All right, I got 4 o'clock. Call this meeting to order. Is Bonnie here? Nope.
I just sent her the link.
Well, I'll go ahead and take a roll that's here. Nate Tormellon.
Here.
Bonnie Good, not yet. Tim Harden.
Here.
John Reinhardt, not here. John Kelly, not here. Mark Dennis is here. We do have a quorum. Fairly light agenda, so we'll jump right into that. Have you had a chance to take a look at the minutes? Would entertain a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Okay. I better write these things down, huh? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign, motion carries. Okay, public hearings. Any public hearings? Don't see any. Any old business? Any new business? And Reedy Financial Group. Oh, yeah, cool.
Good afternoon. Besides the normal claims and fund balances you'll see on the plan this go around, just two quick things I wanted to mention. The projected 24 and 25 Jackson County Education Coalition capital outlays that you'll see on page 8, those were moved to the Tech Park Fund that you'll see on a couple pages later. And then besides that, we are working on a TIF life projection with, we'll be working with Michelle, the mayor, and Bernie on getting that to hopefully bring to meetings in the future. Besides that, any questions or comments?
So you said the JCEC for 24 and 25 has been moved to
Tech Park.
Okay.
Yep.
Any questions for Cole?
Do you know when those projections, when you'll have those projections? Do you think it'll be next month or will?
For the TIF life?
Yeah.
Projection? We'll see. I believe Michelle's gonna meet with Bernie and Mayor next Thursday.
Okay.
To get started on that.
Okay. Okay. No other questions? Okay, Bonnie, are you on?
I am here.
Okay, I'll count you as here. Thanks, Cole.
Thank you.
Claims. Anybody have any questions?
I
not, we'll entertain a motion to approve claims.
So moved.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose same sign.
Aye.
Was that a four?
There's a short delay.
Yeah, there is. Okay, dang. Bree, what do you have for us?
Just moving right along. All right, so when I came in January, we talked a little bit about past years and about what you guys wanted to see. So I just wanted to provide an update and also give you more of a detailed look at what we've approved and what we've paid out. I went ahead and went back to 2021 to 2023. Those are the years that I have been here the full years. So I wanted to go back the amount of time that I felt very confident in everything that I was reporting to you guys. And what I did is you have all of the transactions from our grant and loan account those 3 years, and that's your first three pages that you were given. And then the fourth page is a summary of everything. So that includes special projects that we've used RDC funds for. So just to quickly kind of go through that, each year we have two line items that were, well, three that repeat, and that's replanting the downtown flower pots that we take care of. There's $500 a year that we set aside for that. General advertising fluctuates, but that captures the marketing and advertising that we are doing for the whole of the downtown. So that can be the kiosk inserts, replacing those with the updated maps and calendar of events, getting those printed. That includes the parking banners or any other digital or radio advertising that we're doing for the betterment of the entire downtown. So for right now, we're doing a push for utilizing park space and outdoor dining options in the downtown. So that's kind of our summer campaign right now, and that's rotating just about quarterly. The radio advertising is a grant that we offer to businesses, and it's it doesn't go through our Economic Vitality Committee. It's pretty black and white. It's one business per year, up to $500 matching funds for any advertising needs they have. So if they want to do an $800 radio package, then we can provide $400 because we understand that a lot of small businesses, their marketing budgets are really small. So we've allocated a couple $1,000s each year to assist with that shortfall for them. Outside of those repeating line items, in 2021, we did commission the new mural. In 2022, we commissioned the downtown streetscape master planning document. And then in 2023, we did have a not to exceed consulting budget to help implement that streetscape plan. And we're also going to be doing a business attraction and retention project. So that's going to fully audit our grant and loan program as it sits, provide input, hopefully process procedural changes to strengthen that program. It's also going to identify business types that are missing from the downtown that would complement the existing economic system in the downtown. So we're very excited. That project hasn't kicked off, but that the budget line item is there to reflect that project.
Who's going to be carrying that out?
So Veritas is going to be doing that as well. And that's half of a grant that we received. So those are going to be matching dollars. So we can utilize, or we will be utilizing, it's a $40,000 project, but 20 of that is matched by the state through a Taking Care of Main Street grant that we were awarded this summer.
Good.
Any questions thus far on the transactional side?
I have one question. I noticed kind of a shift in trend back in 2021. It looks like there was a lot more rental assistance paid out, and that went down significantly as far as the number of times in 2022. It looks like running around the same in 23. Is that just a shift that you all have done to try to get away from the rental assistance and onto other projects, or?
Yeah, so that committee has talked a lot about that specific grant. We have definitely provided the funds in the past, and we've seen some success, but we've also seen some businesses closing right after that or within that 1 year mark. So we're not sure if that program is still answering the need the right way. So that's one that we are, it's very high on the list for the auditing purposes of, should this be a grant? I guess what we're finding is, you know, Breeze Bakery is looking downtown, and then Realtor Joe tells me that there's a rental process or program, and I'm applying, but it's not really allowing Main Street. The real goal of those funds, of course, is to help with that first year, but also for us to attract businesses that we need in our downtown. So we're not sure if the process that we're going through is the right way to get the results that we're after. So that's kind of been the big discussion around the applicants we've received. On the next couple pages, you'll see we did have some applicants or some businesses apply for that, but we've been hesitant because we've been burned. We've seen businesses close very quickly. And again, we're just really not sure if the mission of that grant is being achieved currently. Another thing on the reconciliation you'll see, I did want to show you guys that, you know, in the past 3 years, the contributions that you've provided us, and then just a really quick at a glance, the grants that we've been able to pay out in those 3 years. The 2023 grant approvals unpaid reflects grants that the committee has approved, and we just haven't satisfied those payments yet. So the project either isn't complete, so we're not able to close it out with a payment. They haven't provided the invoices. That's what that number reflects. Loans, again, those have all been paid, but those are 5-year forgivable. So we're waiting until that 5-year time frame to close those out fully. Special projects is the drop down from above. And then 2021-2022 unpaid. We had two significant projects that did not get closed out yet. And part of that is kind of due to COVID and supply chain. Part of it is due to the fact that we learned as a grant or as an economic vitality committee, we really needed a 6-month project window. So if you're not able to utilize your funds within 6 months, we're not ready for you to apply. And if you don't use those funds that we approved, we have the option to ask you to reapply, and we'll redistribute those funds. So we have two that are still outstanding because we did not have that language and expectation in place. And that reflects Bite the Bullet. He was replacing his windows and window frames. And the Buzz Hair Studio, she was converting her upstairs or renovating it back to 3 apartments. So that project, both projects are really close to the finish line, but we did, due to those, we implemented the 6-month rule on any projects for 2023. And if there's no questions, I'll move on to the spreadsheet that you're looking at. Again, just for the, to be fully transparent, this shows you every applicant or every 2023 application, what they applied for, the project cost estimate, how much our current grant program allows them to be eligible for, and then you'll see further on the vote from the committee and even how much has been paid to date, or how much was approved, excuse me. And there's a few notes on that, but I feel like that's important for our relationship, for you guys to know also what was in front of us and what we've approved. In addition to this spreadsheet, I provided a new document in 2023. Each grant application had a formal review document with it. So every committee member was assigned 1 to 2 grants, and they filled out this form. And what we wanted to do was make sure that everything was really in order, but also we wanted to ask some questions about the economic impact of this grant, because we understand that not every grant is about beautification. Sometimes grants are necessary because it's going to drive the economy of the downtown. So these questions just kind of, they've helped us shape our talking points around that application and gave us different ways to look at the value of that project moving forward. Do you guys have any questions on that?
I don't.
Okay, I've just got a couple other notes to share with you guys that I thought you would find interesting. The last report, you'll see it's a really nice looking report, and that's due to Indiana Main Street is moving to a system called Maestro. It's a contact management tool that we're gonna be able to house our downtown inventory information, our business contacts, and it can spit out handy reports like this one that shows you the 8 businesses that opened in 2023 so far. We're still getting all of the kinks worked out, but my hope is that I'll be able to spit out some pretty cool reports. I believe back in January I alluded to this, so I kind of just wanted to give you a teaser of what that's gonna look like. A couple data points that we're gonna be able to better track is the occupancy rate. So currently downtown first floor occupancy is 86.34%. And as you can see, we had 8 businesses open, 1 did not succeed, so we are at a net positive of 7 businesses for 2023.
One of the 8 did not succeed? Or?
Yes, that's correct. And then otherwise, a couple things. I've already mentioned the business attraction and retention project that we're going to be moving forward with Veritas. We're also going to be doing a door-to-door inventory process to capture total employees in the downtown and hopefully at least total residential units, because not every business owns the building, but they probably at least know how many apartments are upstairs. They might not know how many people, but those are a couple of things that we're hoping to have really clear data on here in the next 2 to 3 months. And then future projects that we're looking at for 2024 or farther, we've been talking to Chad Dixon about replacing flower pots downtown, and we've been talking with the city a lot about the thermoplastic crosswalks. They're the faux brick looking crosswalks at Farmers Market and Burkhart Plaza, and we're just kind of doing some test runs, seeing how long they really hold up to traffic to make sure that it's a cost efficient choice for the downtown. And that's all I have for you, and I'm happy to answer any questions or come back again this year if you guys would like an update on anything else.
Any other questions? I mean, for me personally, this is the kind of stuff I want to see. Thank you for bringing it to us. And
great. If you guys get a chance to look at it a little bit more and have any recommendations on a format change, I'd be happy to work that in, present it a different way that's easier to read, or if you'd like to see something else expanded on, just let me know. And if there's any more changes this year to our grant and loan program, I'll be sure to communicate those changes too. Okay. Okay. Thank you guys.
Bonnie, do you have anything?
I don't. I'm going to be contacting for you later, but I do have a present to look at the materials that she sent a little more closely. And I heard some good things about the grant project reporting that they're requesting now. So thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thank you. Mayor, anything else for the good of the order?
Nothing today.
Would entertain a motion to, oh, wait, sorry.
Bernie is not here today. He's on vacation, but it's on the last sheet that you have, just has some real project updates. I just want to make sure you are aware of that.
Oh, I didn't print that. Okay. So I don't think so. Question?
Nope.
All right. Would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Still move. Second.
All right. We're adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Hello from the beach.